This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Can you believe 28 teams remain in contention for the playoffs? That's the record for most teams in Super Bowl contention with 3 weeks left to go since 2004. Also happened in 1982 and 1995 when there were 27 teams. That's one of those stats where you hear it and you go, wait, 28 teams? Are we one of them? Jets? No, you're not. Jags? You're not. Lions? You're not. Are the Giants in there as well?
New York Giants are 4-10.
Yeah.
It might be the Houston Texans at 3-11.
Ooh, okay. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. And Fox Sports Radio lineup, iHeartRadio. We're in nearly 400 cities around America. Ian Rappaport did a sit-down interview with Urban Meyer. And Ian, who works for the NFL Network, will join us coming up. And we'll ask him what's next for Urban Meyer. Carson Palmer also stops by a little bit later on. He is Rick Stroud, and he covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times, and he joins us on the program. What the hell happened last night, Rick?
I don't know, but I think it means they're going to win the Super Bowl, because the last two times they did that, they got swept by the Saints in the regular season. So, you know, nothing's changed.
But is this – how big is this locally? Because nationally it feels like, all right, just like a – aberration. All right, so they had a bad night here. They don't do well against the Saints. Does the sky fall in Tampa when something like this happens?
I think it does from this standpoint. I mean, they lost their top two receivers, right, and their leading running back. So that is not a small thing. I mean, Chris Godwin has a sprained MCL. He's not coming back anytime soon. Some of these guys might be out until the postseason. You know, the seeding is, they're not going to get the number one seed. So if they make it to the championship game, they're going to have to pack the thermals, go back to Green Bay and do all that over again. This was a pretty seismic loss to a team that has owned them. I mean, Brady's 0-4 in the regular season since he's been here with the Bucs, and they've got the formula on defense to take down this Tampa Bay team.
Antonio Brown is coming back. Why?
Well, so much for the last strike rule, right? It's because the umpire is Tom Brady, right? I mean, Bruce Arians said one more, so it doesn't matter. And what better time to get a receiver back than when you've lost your top two guys? They said they would do what's best for the football team, and that means Antonio Brown, because they're down to him And Breshad Perriman, who was off with the COVID, he's the guy that was the game-winning touchdown in overtime, you know, against the Bills. So really, those are their top two receivers right now. The other guys didn't do anything. And Gronk had maybe one of the worst games I've seen him play. I mean, he had 11 targets, just two catches, dropped a ton of footballs. So they're desperate right now for some guys that can catch the ball for Tom Brady.
What's New Orleans do that very few teams, if any other teams, can do to Tom Brady?
Well, what they're able to do is lock down their outside receivers in man coverage. They play really good tight man coverage. Marshawn Lattimore has had a running battle for years with Mike Evans. He does a really good job. So it's a lot of combat catches, a lot of close tight throws. They're able to rush four guys and impact the quarterback. You know, Cam Jordan had an unbelievable day. He seems to do that every time they play. Mario Davis and Quan Alexander are very active. They can blitz them on third down. And then they can play cover two with the two high safeties, so you don't get anything over the top. So it's really the perfect plan against the Bucs. And you know, they were not executing very well, to say the least.
You know, you got guys who are sore losers, but they say they're ultra competitive. You know, Urban Meyer brought this up in his interview with Ian Rappaport. You know, Tom Brady is not a gracious loser.
No.
Anybody have a problem with that?
Well, only probably not, because he's such a terrific winner. I mean, he's won more than anybody, but you're right. I mean, barking at Dennis Allen on the sidelines. I think he, you know, he had intentional grounding on a surface on his own bench and threw one of those down. He is not a guy you want to be around when he loses games. He has said this before, that, you know, winning to him now at this stage with the expectations is more of a relief than it is much of a joy. And losing, it just eats at him alive. And I don't want to put him in the Urban Meyer category. I mean, he doesn't walk around like that. He'll get over it pretty well, and he'll focus on the next game. But he's miserable when he loses, because he's just not used to doing it.
We had Bruce Arians on last week, and he said that this year was supposed to be the Super Bowl year, not last year. Do you think he still feels that way?
Well, I think he's glad he won one, you know, because it worked out for him. And they wouldn't have gone on the road this year and you know, played in front of half-empty stadiums. I mean, it worked out for them that they were the road team and did that. You know, they brought back the 22 starters, but every year is different, Dan. They were lucky with injuries. They've been decimated in the secondary with it this year. Now you've lost a couple of receivers on offense where they've been pretty healthy all year. So this is why it's so hard to repeat. You know, it's just hard to win one, much less two. Doesn't matter who your quarterback is, but they're not out of this thing. They'll have a say in the postseason. They need to win one more game. They got the Panthers twice and the Jets in between them. They're going to win the NFC South, I believe. And then they got to hope that they get a home game or two, and we'll have to go on the road and win a championship.
If I said you had to bet on one, the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl or the Buccaneers lose their first playoff game?
Well, I mean, it's so hard to win a Super Bowl. I would say the first playoff game. And the way it's trending right now, you know, you may see the New Orleans Saints back in Tampa Bay. I mean, you just don't know. You know, they're not out of it either. So depending on the matchup, before this game, it would have been the Washington football team. They've struggled against Tyler Heineke. They lost to him up there in the regular season. They didn't play well in the postseason against them. So anything can happen when you get in these tournaments. But Brady's been pretty good after winning Super Bowls. He's gotten back to a few of them. He's you know, gotten to the championship game almost every time when he's defended one of these. So I think they'll do well in the playoffs. But, yeah, just to say they're going to go back-to-back, that hasn't happened since Tom did it. So I would definitely take the losing in the first round.
Talking to Rick Stroud, he covers the Bucs for the Tampa Bay Times. He broke the Antonio Brown story. Was that a month ago? Yeah. How did you hear about it, or what did you hear at the time about Antonio Brown and his vaccination card?
Well, you know, Antonio Brown has a habit of not paying people that he owes. And that's sort of how it came to us. You know, there was a chef in Los Angeles. He had been part of Antonio's entourage. He was more than his chef. He invited him to live in Tampa. You know, he trusted him with his girlfriend, his car, and his house key. And I wouldn't do that with anybody. But, you know, when he didn't pay him, he tried to collect. He was unsuccessful, but he had a story to tell. And the story was that, you know, Antonio Brown had been seeking and obtained a fake vaccination card. Turned out it was actually three players, including John Franklin, who's a free agent. And we know Mike Edwards was involved in that. The Bucs didn't really want to hear about it. You know, these cards are hard to verify, but they were all from a county that's 80 miles north of Tampa. They couldn't get their story straight, Dan, or they would have gotten away with it. You know, Antonio said he went up there by himself. He didn't, or he did go by himself, and the other guys, you know, would have gone on the same day. That didn't make any sense. So they took their punishment. They took the three games rather than make it a longer suspension. And now they're going to be back, and they desperately need them. But it was just a, you know, I mean, Antonio Brown has a history of doing what's in Antonio Brown's best interest. He did not keep the team safe. He got COVID in week two. That's the thing I think people forget, that he was actually infected with this virus and could have gotten somebody very sick, including, you know, 69-year-old Bruce Arians or an 80-something-year-old Tom Moore. So it was not a good thing.
If Tampa won last night and didn't have injuries to their wide receivers, would Antonio Brown be on the roster today?
I think he would. I think they made that decision. And, Dan, it's just simple. I don't know how else to say this. What Tom Brady wants, he is going to get. So long as he's here, if Tom Brady wants Antonio Brown on the roster, I'm not sure what he would do short of a suspension that would keep him off of it. They owe Tom Brady, right? He put a trophy in their case, almost tossed it in the river, but he gave these guys increases in their salaries, you know, contract extensions. They're indebted to him. The ownership loves him. And, you know, look, he's brought in Gronkowski, Fournette, Antonio Brown. Those are his guys, and they're the ones that helped him win a Super Bowl last year. I think they all caught touchdown passes or scored one. So Tom Brady's running the show here. Make no mistake about it.
Always great to talk to you, Rick. Thank you. Great work on the Antonio Brown story as well.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Rick Stroud, covers the Bucs for the Tampa Bay Times. I remember there are a lot of people who denied that report when it first came out. And Rick's been doing this a long time. And I thought, I'm going to bet on Rick. And I'm going to bet against Antonio Brown. You know, the MVP has become a quarterback award. If you think about it, a quarterback has won every year since Adrian Peterson's 2,000-yard season. That was back in 2012. But on Saturday night, Jonathan Taylor certainly stated his case, because I don't think they're a good offense. I think he helps Carson Wentz immensely, not vice versa. And he's by far and away the NFL's leading rusher. He's got 18 total touchdowns, and he's got a couple of games left to play. And if the MVP does stand for most valuable player, then Taylor deserves that. What he means to the Colts. Because sometimes you look at the MVP and you think, well, he's the most valuable player in the NFL. And I look at, sometimes we forget that who's the most valuable player to the team that he plays on. Because without Jonathan Taylor, you're not a playoff team. You're nowhere near it, because you don't have a quarterback who can lead you with big numbers. You know, the Colts are 8-6. They're in the middle of the AFC playoff picture. Good defense, and they seem to survive Carson Wentz. Derrick Henry ran for over 2,000 yards last season, but he didn't win the MVP. So you have to be realistic about Taylor's chances. But while Derrick Henry was unbelievable, Aaron Rodgers had one of the great seasons in NFL history. And he's doing it again this year. I don't know if he'll win the MVP. I still think that it should count against him that he lied to his team or the NFL. He missed the Kansas City game. But they might have the best record in the NFC and be hosting, you know, the playoffs there. And Aaron Rodgers was wonderful again yesterday. He's magical. I love what, there's so many great quarterbacks, you know, and they all have different styles. You know, Mahomes is fascinating. Justin Herbert's great. Joe Burrow, I love watching him. You know, Brady as well. I mean, Brady's more methodical. You know, they're not plays where you go, wow. You just go, damn, did it again. Aaron Rodgers still has plays where you go, wow. Like, how did he do that? And you look at the window. Like, you don't even think there's a window there. There's not a window there. And somehow he finds the window. And he just has these magical moments there. And you saw that again yesterday. And that's a Ravens team that's tough to beat there. And I know the secondary was banged up. And Troy Aikman did a great job on this. As soon as they, you know, one of the defensive backs got banged up, and then they brought in a guy called up from the practice squad. And he's on Devontae Adams. And I'm going, oh, boy, I hope he has help. And Troy said all he has to do is not let him get outside. He forces him in. He's got the safety waiting to help him. That's it. Adams does a little move, and then he goes in, out, touchdown. And it was just so quick. And that's one of those where Adams had to just say to Rodgers, or vice versa, hey, just do one of those and those, and then I'll throw it to you, and then we'll score a touchdown. And that's how it played out there. Yeah, Paulie.
They were breaking down that game this morning, and Orlovsky was talking about how they basically had two people. He compared it to a box and one in basketball where they said two guys at all moments on Davante Adams. He still had six catches, even with a box and one, basically.
More phone calls coming up. We'll talk to Ian Rappaport, the NFL insider for the NFL Network, did an interview with Urban Meyer. Urban had some interesting comments. And you have the owner on record saying he's not going to pay Urban Meyer. Now, if you fire somebody for cause, and I'll ask Ian Rappaport about this, like, what is the cause? Is the cause what happened at the bar in Columbus, Ohio? Because you didn't fire him right after that. Was it the incident in August with Josh Lambeau, your former kicker? Or is there something else? But when you say I'm going to fire you for cause, what is the cause? Because if they have six wins right now, are you going to fire him for cause? I'd be curious about that. So Ian will join us coming up. We'll get to more phone calls as well. Update the poll results, McLovin, before we take a break.
Which is more likely to happen? The Bucs win the Super Bowl or the Bucs lose their first playoff game? 68% say lose their first playoff game.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to be on the road at some point, and you could run into the Saints again. If you go to Green Bay again. You know, everything went well. It wasn't a home field advantage, a true home field advantage for the Packers. No fans. But the weather was moderate. And, you know, Tampa beat Green Bay twice last year. Once in the playoffs, once during the regular season. Yeah, McLovin.
Paul had a tributary poll off of this.
A tributary?
What does that mean? Like
it's like a main river. This is a main river. There's a tributary, a branch that runs off.
Adirondacks?
Is there a confluence here?
Yes. Kind of like the Missouri River. This is the Missouri River of poll options.
Okay.
He asks, is Tom Brady a sore loser or a winner who can't stand losing? Based on the fact that he threw a tablet.
So all this is how are you going to phrase it?
Do you like his behavior yesterday or do you not like it?
Well, if he wants to throw something on the sidelines, his tablet, like, okay. But there have been times when he doesn't shake guys' hands. Like, you know, quarterbacks always shake each other's hands, and he doesn't do that. That, to me, is disrespectful. But, you know, he doesn't lose very often. You would think he would be better about not losing very. Imagine the quarterbacks who lose all the time, who still go out there and shake the other quarterback. They don't go, no, tired of this. I mean, Jared Goff shakes hands every week. No? But, yeah, that bothers me. It bothers me more when a quarterback doesn't go to the other quarterback. You know, the coaches, I get it. You know, you just don't want to go out there and mess with that. You should show respect. But, you know, quarterbacks, everybody loves everybody in the quarterbacking fraternity. And that bothered me. Remember when we had Nick Foles on and I said, did Brady shake your hand after the Super Bowl? And he's like, no, but that's okay. You know, like, come on. Come on. Nick's a nice guy. Yes, Todd, you were going
to. And the losing quarterback seems to perfect that small talk after, hey, you guys were great. Good job. You guys were a better team.
Yeah,
They've got all the lines already all figured out.
Yeah, must be nice to win again. Yeah. Look at this crap I got to play with.
All the best in the playoffs. We're not going, but you guys, good luck in the first round.
That's where you hope that the microphone, you know, where the NFL Films always has that microphone where you're not saying anything that's in, you know, inflammatory, incendiary. Take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. You finish golfing, lifting weights. Maybe you run a couple miles. You got those sore muscles. Post-workout discomfort popping up in new spots all the time. That's why you need Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons. Carson Palmer uses it. Ricky Fowler, Steve Garvey, just a name drop. I trust Level Select CBD because it's formulated with doctors. High concentration of CBD. There's no THC. People always want to know, it's got THC in it? I go, no. It's just CBD, and you will feel it work in 30 seconds or less. You apply that Level Select right to the sore spots and let that proprietary blend of CBD go to work, and it does. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP30. $30 off your entire order today. They have a lot of great products there, but I do love the Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons. $30 off levelselectcbd.com. Promo code is DP30, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement, wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
There are a lot of bettors who bought into Jacksonville somehow going to be a better football team without Urban Meyer as its head coach in the game against the Texans. Texans came in and spanked them. We'll get to more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. McLovin, update the poll results, and we'll get to Ian Rappaport.
Which is more likely, the Bucs win the Super Bowl or the Bucs go out in the first round? 70% now say the Bucs lose their first playoff game.
You can see the Raiders-Browns airing tonight at 5 Eastern on NFL Network. You can follow Ian Rappaport on Twitter at Rapsheet, and he joins us now. Ian, before we get to Urban Meyer, I brought up something in the first hour that I don't know if the NFL would consider taking away the final regular season of games to have everybody have that opportunity to get ready for the playoffs. Is there anything drastic that's on the table here with COVID?
No, I mean, to me, it seems like what the drastic things are over, right? Like last week was pretty drastic, and it was a lot of flashbacks from last year. A lot of, is this game going to be rescheduled? What's it going to mean? When are they going to play this? Everyone's on short rest. Teams are unhappy. COVID ruining everything. Like that felt like, you know, that like Thursday, Friday last week felt like last year, and I had like heart palpitations. It was not fun because last year sucked. But based on the way the NFL has adjusted the COVID-19 protocols, based on the threshold now where it's easier for guys to test out, based on the testing being more symptom-based rather than just testing every fully vaccinated asymptomatic person, it seems like these will probably be the only postponements we'll have. So I think the NFL is probably in a pretty decent spot.
I just didn't think it was fair to the Eagles that the Washington football team didn't take care of business. And now you're going to put that on a Tuesday, and then you're going to make the Eagles play on Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, I hear you, but do we know that the Washington football team didn't take care of business? Like that's kind of my response, I guess you would say, is like, it's COVID. It seems to be transmitting way faster than anyone imagined, and I don't know that anyone did anything wrong. Like, I haven't heard that Washington didn't follow the protocols. I mean, remember, there for fully vaccinated players, there are no masks in buildings. It could literally be one guy going to see his family or someone's wife or something testing positive, bringing it into the facility, and that's that. Like, that's so I don't know they did anything wrong. I don't know that the Browns did anything wrong. I think it's just COVID, and COVID sucks.
When did you get word that Urban Meyer wanted to or would allow to have you ask him questions?
So it was actually a little surreal, I have to say. So I, you know, you always check in, you always call. It's always worth it, right? So when I got the feeling that things were going bad, I got the feeling that he might get fired. I reached out, heard nothing. And then I called on Friday morning, just doing my due diligence. You never know, maybe he wants to talk. So I call him, nothing, no response. I text him, I said like, hey, it might be a long shot, but I'd love to talk to you if you want to talk. So he calls me back and he says, hey, you know, yeah, I'm really disappointed. You know, it's frustrating, I love Jacksonville. And I kind of stop and I'm like, can I interview? Is this an interview? Because he started in like it's an interview. And I'm like, can I interview you? And he was like, you know, what did you have in mind? I'm like, getting your feelings on getting fired. And he was like, all right. And then I was like, can I record you? Because I didn't want to screw up any of the quotes. And he's like, that's fine. So then I have an app on my phone, which I haven't used in a while. So I had to download it again while I'm on the phone with him while he's awkwardly waiting. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. He's like, it's okay. I'm walking on the beach. I'm like, all right, that's nice. So then we talked for 25 minutes. I asked everything I wanted to ask. He commented on almost everything except the legal situation with his contract. And then that was it. But it was, I mean, I cannot honestly say I was expecting to call me back, but here we were.
Why was he fired?
He actually summed that up really well for me. So we're kind of going through things, we're talking, and he was like, you know, look, there's always a reason someone answers the phone or someone calls back, right? If there's, I'm not, you know, holding him down and forcing him to talk to me, there's clearly something he wanted to say. So at some point he said, look, here's the main point. We tried really hard and we failed. And I was like, yeah, that is what it is. Because there are plenty of coaches who treat people not great. There are player coaches who yell at players. There are coaches who are very hard on their assistants, right? And that's a kind of a technique where you're really hard on your assistants so you don't have to be hard on your players, right? In the end, he wasn't a good enough football coach because had he been better, then we wouldn't be in this situation. All this stuff would have been just kind of stuff. But like, he kind of stopped being an X's and O's coach several years ago. He's more of a culture builder. He's more of a CEO type coach. I don't think in the end his assistant coaches didn't do a good enough job. He didn't do a good enough job, and then he got fired.
But when you get fired for cause, Is the cause you're a bad coach?
No. Although, I'm not going to. Anyway, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. No, he got fired for cause because of several specific incidents. There was the incident with Josh Lambeau, which he has denied. There's the incident with a woman who was not his wife at a bar in Columbus, which you can't deny was on video. And then, you know, there were the other reports and all that. But firing for cause is a legal move, I guess you would say. I don't know. That's not really the right word, but to not pay it. So I would imagine they will go into negotiations now to come up with some sort of settlement where he will leave with a certain amount of money that will probably be less than he was originally scheduled to get paid. But if you're wondering about the timing, which I think everyone was wondering about, to me, the best way I could sum it up was they knew they were going to fire him. It was obvious he was gone at the end of the season. So if you're going to do that, just fire him now and then the story stops.
Yeah, but with Lambeau, that's in August. Is, you know, whatever you want to call it in a bar in Columbus, like, are those fireable offenses? And if it was that bad in August, why not fire him then? If this team has 6 wins, Ian.
Okay.
Is he fired?
Probably not. Because let's say they had 6 wins. That would be an improvement. And let's say you had some moments from Trevor Lawrence where, like, he looks like he's kind of getting in and being the guy you want him to be. Probably not fired. To me, this is like, they did not think he was a good enough football coach. He didn't win enough games. And then there was all the other stuff. So it's like, let's just do this now. We get the stories to stop, fire him for cause. And then, you know, you almost always in this situation, you settle. I mean, even John Gruden settled, right? So with the Raiders, not with the NFL. So I think that's kind of the situation here is just do it now, make this bad story stop and start the process of replacing him.
Get the feeling Urban wants to coach again?
I didn't get that feeling. He said to me that, you know, he was kind of going through it and I could sort of see his mind churning a little bit. He was like, you know, I had the perfect life before this and then Shad recruited me and he meant so much to me and he really did have the perfect life. I mean, you know, not all TV jobs are the same. Some of us have to work every day, as you know. But he didn't. He only worked on Saturdays and he was on Fox. And so, like, would I be surprised if he was back on Fox talking about college football? Like, I wouldn't be surprised. What is going to be interesting is, you know, there are a lot of great college football jobs filled this year, but, like, let's say next year, one of those really good jobs comes open. I don't know if he's going to be tempted because I don't think he ended up, I didn't think he thought he was going to be tempted by the Jaguars, but he was.
Yeah. I don't know. And I talked to somebody at Fox over the weekend and they're like, hey, you know, we would welcome him back.
I heard that too.
Yeah. I'm just curious if, like, it's hard to go out this way. It's like a player doesn't want to go out, you know, losing. You know, does he want to go out with his reputation or legacy with this attached to it? And that's what I always wonder if he's, and he's not old. What is he, 57?
He's just been a great coach for so long, you know? So it's like, I'm a Mets fan. They hired Buck Showalter and I'm like, wow, he must be like 80, but he's not.
Yeah.
He just has done it. He was an older looking coach for the Yankees and he's like 35. So I don't know the answer to that question. I know this didn't leave a great taste in his mouth. And I was surprised at how much he talked about just failing. Like it was very matter of fact. You know, sometimes you sort of feel like during interviews, and I'm sure you've been through this, you feel like you sort of have to dance around some things. Like this wasn't that at all. He was real upfront with getting fired and not doing a good enough job, you know?
Yeah, I wondered about that. But, you know, what can you say and how usually you're going to know early on in an interview and you're like, oh, okay, you know, we can go there. Or I feel like I got the green light here a little bit. And maybe he just wanted to explain and get it off. You know, he wanted people to hear his side. And I wonder about the Josh Lambeau story, though, Ian, because I don't know if that's one of those where, you know, you kick him, but you're not really, you're just, hey, come on, now go out there and make some damn kicks or whatever. I don't, did he explain his side of that, you know, did he kick the kicker?
He denied it. You know, the more I delve into the situation, and I think what he denied was the specific way that Josh Lambeau illustrated it in the Tampa newspaper, Tampa Bay Times, right? In the Tampa Bay Times. You know, I have no doubt that he came over and called him something, especially because I think at that point, and this is like, I still honestly think he's trying to learn who everybody was. So like, did he have a nickname for the kicker? Like, probably, you know, that's just the way he's always been. So like, did he come over, tap him on the butt with his shoe and say like, come on, whatever, like make some kicks? Probably did, probably trying to build a little rapport. Clearly did not work. Clearly Lambeau was, you know, was not feeling it, you know, and I think maybe not everybody likes to be called names like that, but I'm not explaining it away. This is not that. I'm just saying logistically, if you kick a player and it's during stretching and there's media there and there's fans there and everyone is watching and other players, I just imagine there'll be some large reaction than everyone finding out a couple months later.
Talking to Ian Rappaport and a national insider for the NFL Network. Any further updates on Deshaun Watson?
No, he is languishing on the active roster. He is inactive. The next legal checkpoint, I believe, is depositions, which should be in February or March, unless the cases get settled. And, you know, he was not traded to the Dolphins because he was not able to settle his 20-plus cases. In the offseason, you know, I would imagine he gets traded. I don't know the timing of it, but there's going to be more. The whole offseason is going to be about quarterbacks. Like last offseason was, this is going to be the offseason I think we were supposed to have because we could have several big time guys on the move. I think he does get on the move and a lot. I mean, so many teams need quarterbacks in a draft where you're going to get some, but you're not going to get all the answers.
Is Baker Mayfield playing tonight?
He is not. No. I think Baker Mayfield thought he was going to play. He posted on the old Instagram that he thought he was going to play. A couple minutes ago, I think actually right before we started, they announced their final transactions before the game. John Johnson, the safety, comes off the list, so he's playing. But Baker, no. Case Keenum, no. So a lot of Nick Mullins, who the last time we saw him on a national stage was balling out. We'll see if he can resurrect his career today.
Look at you selling it.
Great. Hey. It is exclusive on NFL Network. Now, is that the reason I'm selling Nick Mullins? No, it's like a coincidence. I'm just saying it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, of course it is. And it's exclusively on the NFL Network at 5 Eastern.
Tune in.
Great job, Ian. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having
me. That's Ian Rappaport, national insider for the NFL Network and NFL.com. A couple of phone calls in here. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, good morning, gents. Best of the weekend. Had to be Todd getting named LVD for the fourth time, a la Peyton Manning with the MVP. That's hallowed ground there, Todd. Great work. Worst of the weekend, Teddy Bridgewater. Hate to see it. It's pretty scary, especially with all that he's been through. So, DP, the backroom MVP, definitely got to be Marvin for all that he does and even that scene, which I love. And obviously, least valuable debt, Dylan. Because he went Henry Hill on the backroom brethren. And also, on Benedict Arnold's departure, will there be a small segment on the show when he leaves that highlights the ridiculous things he says, such as, why is pop music so popular? And one more thing, suck it, Sully.
All right. That's Jesse in Los Angeles.
Not nice.
Wow.
A shout out to McLovin's buddy, Sully. Who's going to call in, apparently, at the top of the hour. Sully, I guess, is the number one fan we have.
He's up there.
He interrupted a very solemn moment when I was in Normandy with my wife. And they were playing taps, taking down the flag at the cemetery where all the soldiers are buried. And he wanted a picture while I was filming this. I was had my camera out, got tears coming down my face, and he goes, oh, hey. Can I get a picture when you're done? Yeah, Paulie.
It's hard to imagine. It's like one of those stories where you like, well, that's not real. You know, like that's It's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode you would write.
It's real. I showed the Danettes the video. I still have the video of they're taking down the American flag. And what you don't hear is Sully saying, hey, can I get a picture? He's going to join us coming up. I guess he's got his side of the story, McLovin?
No, I don't think he has his side of the story. Okay. He wants to reiterate his fandom. Doesn't that count for something?
You got to read the room. In this case, we're at a cemetery. They're playing Taps, and I am videotaping this.
Yeah, but of all the times you run into Dan Patrick, how often is that going to happen? At Normandy?
So it's not Sully's fault that he ran into me at Normandy. Like, if it's Buffalo Wild Wings, then it's fine.
I have to be honest. If I ran into you in France, I would be flustered, and I kind of forget my decorum.
Well, Sully did. Long-time listener, first-time interrupter. Thank you. We'll take a break. Our best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up, top of the hour. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sunday Night Football, Taylor Heinicke, not Tyler, and Washington football team head to Dallas to take on Dak Prescott and the boys. NFC East Showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Shocking sound from Bill Belichick. I'll have that for you coming up. And the Danettes' best and worst of the weekend. Let me get to Phil in Indiana. Always great to hear from Phil. Best and worst of the weekend. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Dan. Always a great pleasure. So my one and only time, Dan, that I actually served time in a jail was my freshman year at West Virginia University. I got overly served at Mario's Fish Bowl, fell asleep on the steps of White Hall, which is the geology building, Dan, and got picked up. Now, here's the best part, Dan. When they took me in, they left the cell door open and said, when you sleep this off, feel free to get up and just lock up when you're done. It was like I was Otis from the Andy Griffith Show, but just wanted to share that with you. Seton probably knows a little bit about the West Virginia cops. Take care, Dan.
All right, Phil. No best and worst of the weekend. Just Phil, who's a high school basketball coach, telling us when he got liquored up in West Virginia.
Happens, man. Dime a dozen there, Phil. No offense. Dime a dozen, buddy.
Jennifer in Michigan. Hi, Jennifer. What's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Dan. My best of the weekend was the fact that the Lions are on a two-game winning streak. Worst is having to wait until next week for the semifinal for the Michigan Wolverines. I believe they're going to beat Georgia and then win the title.
All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. Call in if the Wolverines do get that win. I watched a lot of college football over the weekend. I watched high school football. I watched Deion Sanders, top recruit. His school, state champions in Georgia, played a team from Washington. And they played, I think, in Las Vegas. And Travis Hunter is the real deal. Offensively, he was spectacular. They didn't go much his way as far as the defensive back. I talked to somebody, a source over the weekend. I said, you know, is this kid going because he wants to go to, you know, Jackson State? He said he wants to go to be with Deion. He wants to play for Deion. I said, well, what if Deion gets a job some other place in a year? He goes, he's going with Deion, that this is a package deal. And he said it just wherever if Deion was at Florida State, then he would have gone to Florida State. And he said, but make no mistake about it. This was Deion saying to Florida State, you didn't hire me. I'm going to take away your number one recruit. But I will say I watched probably maybe half of this game, close to three quarters of this game. Came down to the last play. Wonderful game. Washington won. But this kid is... He's got that it factor. He's got something where you watch him and you go, he's a whole lot better than everybody else. And you're going against an undefeated team from Washington. It was very good, had a very good quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
On Saturday, Jackson State lost 31-10 to South Carolina State in the Celebration Bowl. But did you see Deion before the game? He had this, like, scooter, but a Deion Sanders scooter, not like the scooter, you know, if you got a broken leg. He's rolling around the football field. It's great.
Yeah, tricked out. Let's see. Oh, let's get our best and worst of the weekend. I'll start with you, Todd.
Best of the weekend, watching Tiger Woods and his son together on the golf course in Orlando at the PNC. Tiger looked good. Charlie seemed very poised and mature. Worst, the Lakers getting blown out in Minnesota Friday night, 110-92, making matters worse. AD hurts his ankle and his knee. At one point, he kind of collapsed in the tunnel. His knee buckled, expected to be out at least 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be a long regular season. Yes, McLovin.
I'm going to start worse. The NFL moving the Washington football game to Tuesday, and then the Eagles starting to lose players to COVID, and Washington get everyone back. Philly is upset right now. My best is going to be way off the board. The series The Witcher on Netflix, popular series with Henry Cavill, the guy who played Superman. Mm. It is as sci-fi and fantasy as you can get, and you would hate it. Yep. There's dragons and wizards, and I loved it.
Yeah, I'm still watching Yellowstone, Succession, is over, and I'm watching The Mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy Renner. Yes, Paulie.
Dope Sick with Michael Keaton?
It got kind of mixed reviews.
Really? Oh, I'll be shocked if you don't like it. He's something.
But it's about the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, and the fallout for one group of people, a couple different groups.
Is this fentanyl or Oxycontin?
Oxycontin.
Okay. Sean O'Connor, best and worst.
Best, Dan. It's not often that in real time, in real life, you get to witness someone living out a moment that is going to become just a Hall of Fame meme that will live on for decades to come. Okay. But the reaction of Frank Gore getting punched in the face, and then he sort of looks back at Darren Williams, and he's got the most terrified face. It was, if you didn't see it, you have to go. We'll put it on our social media. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen in a boxing match. His face, he looks absolutely terrible. Like, what? How the hell did, like, if somebody had just transported into his body and was like, how the hell did I get in here? That's exactly what it was. It was so damn funny.
Wow.
My worst of the weekend is, I hate to admit it, but that was a hell of a punch that Jake Paul threw tonight.
Yeah, it does.
Holy smokes.
If you watch it from his corner, like that perspective, and you just see the sweat go off Woodley's body, I mean, that was lights out.
That's grown man boxing right there. I was like, dang.
Yeah. Chris Godwin, it looks like, will be out for the remainder of the regular season for the Buccaneers. Antonio Brown, come on back. Paulie, best and worst.
College football, some title hardware given out. Division II title game, Ferris State rode Valdosta State 58-17.
I watched that. The quarterback for Ferris State is the best lacrosse player in the country. And, oh, by the way, was the best football player on that field in that title game against Valdosta State.
Love the color commentary. Division III title game, Mary Hardin-Baylor, which is a team, not a person, won 58-17. And the FCS national title game is set. Montana State beat South Dakota State. North Dakota State beat James Madison. So on January 8th, Saturday, Montana State versus North Dakota State.
I tried to get you guys to watch Mary Hardin-Baylor.
Good squad.
And That was a really good team. Really good. Talented. Let's see. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We're up against a break. Update the poll results if you can, McLevin.
Okay, hour two, we still had the Bucks poll. Are they more likely to lose their first playoff game or go to the Super Bowl, lose their first playoff game? We got a new one coming hour three.
All right. Shocking sound from Bill Belichick. Doing something, saying something that I've never heard Bill Belichick say before. I'm being serious. Also, I guess we're getting a phone call from McLovin's friend who interrupted a somber ceremony in France as they were playing taps and bringing down the American flag at the cemetery. Yes, McLovin.
Just give Sully a chance. Give him a chance.
I gave him a chance in France, and he interrupted the ceremony. One more item as we close out hour two. If you want to achieve your health and fitness goals, you got to put in the work every day. This is what happens. We get to New Year's and we go, okay, here's the New Year's resolution. Why wait until then? Support your daily workouts with M-Drive, the supplement for driven men with no plans to slow down even as they get older. You got vitamins, clinically tested herbs in there. It supports your body's natural testosterone production and gives you that energy and that strength and that mental boost you need to compete every single day. You can go to mdrivedan.com. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also go to Rite Aid Vitamin Shop or Walgreens to find M-Drive. M-Drive doesn't contain testosterone. Instead, it helps your body maintain its natural testosterone production so you have strength and energy and focus to compete day in and day out. M-Drive's not for everyone. It's for the driven. You want healthy T support, strength, and energy you need to fuel your daily drive? You can get it with M-Drive. Don't let age beat you. mdrivedan.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.